The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you today?
Hi, thanks.
Dr. Smith, this is National Public Health Week, as we well know. And what more special and appropriate guest could we possibly have than our very own Commissioner
of
the New York State Department of Health, Dr. Howard Zucker.
Welcome, Dr. Zucker.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Dr. Zucker is also an MD, specializing in six specialties and subspecialties.
He's an amazing man.
He has done work in global health with the World Health Organization, and he also holds a Juris Doctorate degree. He's an attorney who is also a member of the bar of the Supreme Court of the United States, and
yes,
has done some amazing, amazing work out there.
He
just
has.
Reading through his resume was
he's been wonderful for the state
impressive.
Of New York.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Look forward to having a chance to talk to you.
Absolutely. Dr. Zucker, we are celebrating Public Health Week here in Ulster County, and certainly it's being celebrated across the country. Why, in your opinion, is it important to celebrate Public Health Week?
I think there's a lot to celebrate. Public health is one of the most important issues that we deal with as a society. Some of the things that we're working on within the department that we look at is the issue of prevention, of preventive health. We are also looking at, and the state has a very strong New York State prevention agenda, which has been going on for almost 5 years. And we also look at many of the other issues of public health, from those of health literacy, which is something which we didn't hear much about in the past, but we don't address health literacy, and those who are being cared for are not spoken to in the way that they understand, based on whether it's an issue of education or an issue of cultural or language, then perhaps they won't get the best care. And we're always into getting people the best care.
Absolutely.
And so we've been celebrating Public Health Week for years, and usually each year I try to pick a different topic.
Terrific. And what is this year's topic?
So health literacy is this year's a topic to address those challenges and to make sure that we move forward in the coming year and afterwards to be sure that we meet the needs of the people of the state with regards to that.
And Dr. Zucker, could you talk a little bit about the successes that public health has had in the past year?
So we've had some amazing successes. We've looked at a lot of different issues. As you can imagine, different things pop up, and as the commissioner for the county, you're well aware of the challenges that surface. So we've had some outbreaks and issues of measles, and we've tackled those. We've also tackled many of the issues of environmental health. There have been challenges of water. There have been challenges of harmful algae blooms around the state, and we've looked at that. The government has been committed to making sure that we address those issues. In addition to that, we've also looked at something called 1,4-dioxane, which is a chemical which is down in Long Island, so that area. And we're also looking at other areas for the issues of perfluorinated compounds, or PFOA and PFOS. So that's one area, the environmental health issues. But we're also working on issues of prevention. We're looking at the issues of chronic disease. We have decided to take on the issue of trying to figure out why there's different cancer rates within the state of New York. And so the governor has asked the department to tackle that. We move forward on the issues of medical marijuana. We've expanded the conditions, and we've also made it easier for people to get access to that. So those are just a few of the things. I will mention that the state has moved from what we once were in as health rankings, from 40 in the 1990s, the early 1990s, to now the 10th healthiest state in the United States.
That's terrific.
So
that's wonderful.
Really terrific. We had made similar progress here in Ulster County. We had gone from 35th healthiest out of 62 to 15 last year. But unfortunately, this year, the opioid fatalities really tanked us, and it was very disappointing to all of our community partners.
I'm glad you brought up the issue of opioids, because that's one of the other areas we're tackling, and that's all the counties are engaged in that issue, and we can't, at the state level, can't do it without all the counties. So I thank you, and I thank everyone, all the health departments throughout the state, because this is a collaborative effort across both the state, the counties, and all the communities and the organizations that work to improve the health of those in the state.
We convened a community-wide coalition around opioid prevention, and really trying to get the entire community and every sector in the community to understand their role in mitigating the opioid crisis, because it really does affect everyone, and it really does take a community-wide approach to
right.
solve
and we
it.
Need to look at it and it's all of its manifestations, and it, you know, crosses all socioeconomic sectors, and it impacts various age groups, though predominantly folks in their 20s and 30s, but certainly no one is potentially immune from it. But we need to look at it in terms of, you know, not only the prevention, educational piece, which is extremely important, controlling the supply of it, and therefore addressing the demand to some degree, and treatment and recovery. So we need to look at the full spectrum and engage all stakeholders in the process of dealing with the issue.
It's an enormous issue, and it hits home in the sense that I've lost my own colleagues, you know, medical colleagues when I was in training, and I even once tried to save one of my colleagues who overdosed mm-hmm. in the hospital mm-hmm. many years ago, and you really start to realize
how vulnerable
yes, the entire society is.
Absolutely.
On this, and so we've got to tackle it, and that's one of the things the department is doing. The governor's committed to that as well.
Yeah, and that's really why I think substance use prevention is a big part of the prevention agenda, because
absolutely.
Prevention is really the answer. I mean, of course, we have to deal with what
it's
exists.
It's one of our
now.
Priority areas in the county,
absolutely.
Considering the prevention agenda that the state has put forth, certainly
yeah.
improving mental health issues and substance abuse prevention is one of our priorities in
yeah.
Ulster.
And we have a very robust council, Ulster Prevention Council, that does evidence-based programs in schools, and we have a robust media campaign that counter drug advertising and so on.
Well, I think it's very important to recognize that health and mental health are very closely intertwined, and you really can't separate the two. So we're about the being holistic about our consideration of public health, and that's how we address it in Ulster County.
I am so glad you brought up the issues of behavioral health, mental health issues, because we need to tackle that. As a society, we need to tackle it. It permeates into so many different areas, and one of our initiatives is our ability to pull together the physical health issues and behavioral health issues, so that a person who goes to see either a behavioral health specialist will have the questions regarding their physical health addressed, and vice versa, someone who shows up in, let's say, a cardiologist's office or their primary care doctor's office will end up having the questions asked about behavioral health. And years ago, when I was in training, nobody asked these questions. They didn't want to ask them. You know, just asking about smoking back then was
right.
new and novel.
Right.
And now we ask so many different questions, and we have to remove the stigma that's attached to some of these issues so that the conversation is addressed and people are willing to get the help that they need.
Absolutely. Well, we're beginning to really appreciate, and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation and University of Wisconsin, the county health rankings, helped us, I think, to more fully appreciate the full spectrum of everything that impacts health. And clinical care certainly is very important. No one would underestimate that and its importance. But when you look at the entire socioeconomic fabric, behavioral aspects of what people engage in, and such as smoking and other substance use issues, it presents a huge impact to the health, public health of our communities. It's not just about clinical care.
Yeah.
And I think it's all ages. I think one of the things my colleague in the Office of Mental Health and I have spoken about is the issue that we need to look at children, and sometimes these challenges start very early.
Absolutely.
And we don't think about it. And we also need to look at the other end of the spectrum, those who are elderly and who are living alone, and the potential
social isolation is a contributor to poor mm-hmm. health, for
right.
sure.
Right. And so all the behavioral health issues on that end as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, social isolation is really a big topic. I mean, there's a community, I guess it was in Pennsylvania, where the longevity rates were far higher than the national average and the chronic disease rates a lot lower. And they sent in researchers for years to find out what was a diet, water, food, whatever. And it was social associations. You know, people knowing that they had somebody in their community that actually cared about them and were looking out for them.
Sure. Well, it's certainly one of the initiatives that the governor has put forth is health in all policies and across all age groups.
Right. I think that's that. We're really very much committed to this issue, health across all policies, whether it's issues of transportation, housing, economic issues, agriculture, food, I should say, as well as all ages.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a need for more intergenerational work so that those who are young are working with those who are elderly. In years past, a lot of times families lived together. So the grandchild was around the grandparent, and they just were exposed to those who were older, and particularly then when there weren't as many medical options. So you could have somebody who was elderly who couldn't walk as well, so they were in a wheelchair, or they couldn't speak as well. And so someone who was younger actually recognized the challenges of others, and I think that that's something which we don't see as much now.
Absolutely.
And we got to get back to making sure that that continues.
Well, we want to hear also about some of the challenges, but first we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guest today is Dr. Howard Zucker, Commissioner of the New York State Department of Health, and we're really delighted to have him here. We'll be back soon.
The heart is a complex organ, but finding specialized cardiovascular care in Poughkeepsie and Kingston is so easy. Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital are now home to WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute, the Hudson Valley's largest multi-specialty cardiovascular practice. They have state-of-the-art diagnostics and innovative imaging and testing technologies. You'll receive comprehensive cardiac and vascular care from some of the world's top cardiologists and vascular surgeons. You'll also have a seamless connection to advanced care at WMC Health's flagship hospital, Westchester Medical Center. The best cardiovascular care comes from the best people, and now the very best are right in your backyard. Visit wmchealth.org/heart to discover more about WMC Health's Heart and Vascular Institute at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital and Health Alliance Hospital. Members of the Westchester Medical Center Health Network, WMC Health, advancing care here.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our very special guest today is Dr. Howard Zucker, who's the New York State Department of Health Commissioner. Dr. Zucker, can you tell us some of the biggest challenges in public health as you see it today?
Sure. I think we spoke a little bit about the prevention agenda, and I think that the need to increase the public's awareness of how to prevent illness will both improve their lives, also be less of a challenge to the health system in general. But the most important thing is to improve their lives. I think one of the other challenges that we have is a certain population which we need to address more, which is the aging population. New York State has a lot of individuals who are older, and when we look at the numbers in the state of New York, they're going to go up by 2020, 2025. These numbers are going to increase. A lot of people who are older living in rural areas of the state by themselves, and there's some challenges there, and we need to address that, particularly health challenges. When you have somebody who's older, in the middle of the winter, it's icy or cold out, they have no way of getting transportation to the hospital, they will choose, or to the doctor for that matter, forget about the hospital, they will probably choose to stay home. So we need to look at how we could do this. Some of the things we've spoken about is a little bit about telemedicine, also about how do we have some kind of buddy system, maybe someone who checks on individuals. And in a day and age where we have such technology, there should be ways to address this more. We're working on this from the standpoint of those who are healthcare providers, and we're also looking at it from the standpoint of those who are caregivers as well. So that's one whole area, the issue of prevention as well. And then we continue to have, there's always a new disease around the corner or a new outbreak that we see. We've had our challenges with mumps and measles outbreaks. We all know about Zika. We had a Legionella outbreak down in the city, and then we're all well aware of the Ebola issue that that occurred, and we don't know what's next. And so it's very important to make sure that we're vigilant to what can happen, and that's where the counties are critical, because the counties are on the front line of this, and before it even gets to the state, that's the first stopgap, and someone informs someone that there's a problem, whether it's in a school, a summer camp, or for that matter, in a nursing home, or just in the community. And so we keep working on that to make sure we move forward on that.
Well, one of the things that I've discovered during the course of my tenure as Commissioner of Health in Ulster County is how much we and how well we work together with the state, not only our regional office, but the central office, how much we rely upon the services of those colleagues, including the wonderful Wadsworth Laboratory.
I was just going to mention them.
That it does cutting-edge work, one of the premier laboratories in the country. So we're very fortunate in New York State that we do have that kind of a system that supports each other.
I think that I was going to mention the Wadsworth Lab, which is an excellent lab, but I also think that one of the other things we have an incredible team in the Department of Health at all levels and very deep down into every different area. So from the issues of water and environmental issues to outbreaks to infectious disease, there's always a chronic disease. There's always someone who not only knows the answer, they know the answer right away, right off the top of the head. So I'm very impressed with the team, and I'm very impressed with all the individuals working in the regions, in the counties, in the cities, who provide us with the information that we need.
And we have a great communication system. I know tomorrow morning I'll be listening in on the state Epi call, and we go around the state and the different regional offices and across the different counties and discuss issues with different diseases that might be occurring in various places, and it gives us a sense of being, heads up, vigilant, and prepared.
I also think that it's important for us to work with our neighboring states. New York is surrounded by a lot of different states and also another country, and so we also work together with those other health commissioners, and so I have usually a Wednesday afternoon call with the other health commissioners from neighboring states, because many of the challenges that we have are really, they don't end at the border of the state, whether it's issues of water, whether it's issues of infectious diseases, and when we've seen these outbreaks, the next thing you know, someone's on an airplane.
Several major international airports in New York State, so these diseases don't know the border lines or international boundaries, and we do have to be careful about be protecting our communities.
I think some of the other things we're working on, which we're proud of, we're also proud of the epidemic. We're moving forward on our numbers to bend the curve on AIDS. We need to continue to look at some of the social justice issues and public health, which are concerns. Obviously, we're aware of the challenges with guns and what's been moving forward and some of the concerns of that, and how the government is taking the leadership on that
it
as well.
It certainly has.
Yes.
Yeah.
Much appreciated, because our children are very much threatened, and we need to protect them in every way.
My daughter's school was threatened. I got a call. She's 12 years old. I got a call from her, and she was in tears because she was really afraid to be at school, and that's a call a parent never wants to get.
Right. That's supposed to be a safe of all places, a handful of places, right? Your home, and for
and
your kids,
school.
Your school is supposed to be like a safe environment.
Absolutely.
And so anything that touches the safety and of that environment is critical. And I also feel that it touches what we were talking about before, behavioral health, their psyche.
Absolutely.
And the last thing you want to do is have a child feel that way. I remember when I was practicing medicine and a child was in the bed. We would never do a procedure, even so much as draw blood, with a child in that bed. We'd take them to a treatment room because they needed to know that was their safe zone.
Yeah.
And I feel the same with some of these things, and we need to address
those. You have a background in pediatrics, so certainly you have a first-hand knowledge of children at their most vulnerable, and
I can't even imagine a child having to think about where they're going to hide when they go to school.
No.
Right.
Isn't
that amazing?
Yeah.
That's a real sad commentary on our
society.
I know.
And, you know, water, as you mentioned, Dr. Zucker, is it's one of those things where people don't realize how precious clean water is and what a gift it is.
Well, I know the governor does because he certainly has dedicated funds into making sure that we not only protect our waterways but prevent further contamination. Yeah.
So he, when I started this job, little did I think I would learn so much about water and filters that are in place. And the governor has put together the Drinking Water Quality Council, and I'm working closely with my commissioner at DEC, Basil Sagos. Two of us have been out there across the state addressing these issues when it comes to water and contamination. It is a state which is one of the older states in the nation, and so there's the challenges. Fortunately, we are on top of this, and there are the filters. We work very closely with the counties about putting what the necessary things for filters in place, and we're working closely for monitoring and detecting any kind of chemicals. It goes back to our Wadsworth lab and some of the experts we have there, and also to be sure that if there are contaminants that are not being addressed at the federal level, that the state will take it on and address it.
Absolutely. Well, our county executives also are pulling together Water Quality Council as well and doing similar things. How can we help to protect the water systems in our own county? And, you know, we rely on a lot of wells in Ulster County, but we also do have our public water systems, and it's our charge as the health department to get test results back from these public water systems to make sure that they're safe. And fortunately, absolutely.
Yeah. Very, very critical. And so, Dr. Zucker, going forward, since Public Health Week is very much about the theme is let's go to the future together. What do you see looking ahead, a year, 2, 3 years
sure.
out, in terms of where your department is going and where the state is of New York is going?
So one area is the issue of prevention. Again, the prevention agenda. It was a 5-year plan that we are now going to move forward with our prevention agenda 2019 to 2024 because the last agenda ends in 2018. And we will address some of the other issues. 2013, things were a lot different. And some of the issues that we've already spoken about, even this opioid epidemic, was not
on the radar.
It was not even on the radar.
That's right.
Some of the other diseases were on the radar back then. The Ebola issues, the concerns about Legionella, some of the water issues. So as we move forward, we need to adapt, and we'll move forward with the prevention agenda to look at how we tackle those issues. As we were speaking about before, the Health Across All Policies initiative to look at other departments, whether it's transportation or agriculture
Education.
Or education, exactly, mm-hmm. to address how do we look at health in a more comprehensive way, and how does it impact other areas of the state. We hear a little bit about the issues of these driverless cars and everything. Well, if I know a lot of people are starting to drive, so I'd love to have a driverless car. But in reality, if I had to pick someone who would need a driverless car, it's probably the person who needs assistance, who needs health care and assistance and is not going to be driving when the sun goes down early in the winter or the roads are really slippery. That's the person, and that's where health comes back into the play. So we'll see where that goes, but these are some of the issues, and I can think of a whole lot of other areas. The governor raised them in, when we sat down. There's a retreat that we had to talk about some of the things that we can do as a state to move forward to improve those in New York.
Governor Cuomo was here several times in the last year to really announce grants for the city of Kingston to really revitalize community in terms of public transportation, the built environment, safe sidewalks, safe bikeways, because I think that people are young people, millennials, and certainly older folks are looking for communities that where work, play, shopping, entertainment, dining are right. all co-located
right.
so that people can and also have, you know, a stronger community and be there for each other.
And their communities are beautiful. As a matter of fact, my wife and I actually went to bed and breakfast right here in this area, and it was really beautiful. It was a year ago, right around now, and it wasn't snow or rain, but it was really actually quite beautiful, and just going around and seeing the areas and the homes and the area. But it made me think also about some of these issues, about what happens in the winter, what happens when it gets cold.
Right. Well, we have so much to really be proud of.
We do.
We have great leadership at the state level with the governor and yourself and your colleagues.
Absolutely.
And we can't really thank you enough for the incredible work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And I hope, as I always feel like in 4 or 5 years from now, I'll look back and sort of say, we made a difference, we moved forward, we helped everyone. And that's the most important.
And we did it together.
Definitely it's a collaborative effort.
It is.
Can't do it alone.
Unfortunately, that is all the time we have today. Stay tuned next week to Healthy Ulster Radio for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your community, and your family healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.